Social media influencer sued for not wearing Snapchat glasses, despite being paid $45,000. By Charlie Nash on November 1, 2018. A social media influencer is being sued for $90,000 after he failed to wear Snapchat Snap spectacles a sufficient number of times after being paid $45,000 to show them off, and then refused to return the money. 20-year-old social media influencer Lucas Abbott, who has 1.4 million followers on Instagram, 374,000 followers on Twitter, and was rumored to be dating Kourtney Kardashian, is being sued for $90,000 by a public relations company after he reportedly refused to wear Snap spectacles in public and posted insufficient footage of himself wearing the product on Instagram. According to Business Insider, Sabbott was contractually obliged to be photographed in public wearing Snap spectacles and publish at least one Instagram post and three Instagram stories of himself wearing the spectacles, two of which had to be in New York during the city's fashion week. Business Insider also reported that one story had to be during either Milan or Paris Fashion Week. Two of the three Instagram stories had to include a swipe-up link that would encourage viewers to buy the spectacles, and that Sabbott had to submit each post to PR consulting prior to publish, and provide the firm with analytics of the post's reach, comments, likes and views, within 24 hours of publication. Despite this agreement, Sabbott only wore the Snap spectacles in one Instagram post, where they can hardly be seen, and he refused to return the $45,000 following complaints from the PR company. According to a Snap statement published by Engadget, Snap itself was not involved in this decision to pursue this complaint. Sabbott, who is now 20 years old, was described by Complex in 2015 as the internet's coolest teenager, and rumors of whether Sabbott and Kardashian are still dating have recently arisen in the media. Charlie Nash is a reporter for Breitbart Tech. You can follow him on Twitter at Mr. Nashington, or like his page at Facebook.